episode 2723, specialize in the impossible.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day. Are you ready to get your hands dirty? Oh, just a little bit, maybe. We let our kids play in the dirt, so why can't we? It's Confessions of an Upset Mama. Come on, specialize in the impossible. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, children are a handful, no matter what age, but with all the good and challenges you face in today's world as a parent, there is still hope you can raise remarkable children. Specialize in the impossible. You have to believe in your child more than he or she believes in himself or herself. But do we really believe that? Seriously. Because parents, you know, we got it rough, don't we? I've been enjoying my grandbaby. Yeah, this little one. Oh, let's just say Papa has named him Bam Bam. Okay, it's a stage, but that too is for another episode. But I've had a wonderful time this past week and a half or so. He's still here hanging out. And if there's one thing I know, why we have children at a young age. Oh, yes. Whew. Talk about energy. And I am a high energy person, but I'm like, glad I had all my five babies when I was much younger. But, you know, it's been such a pleasure to watch him grow day after day after day. His little mind making neural pathways for him to find his way. I'm amazed at how intricate our minds are at all ages, young and old. However, in today's world, I know parents have challenges I did not have to face when all of mine were little ones. I mean, come on, think about it. First one comes to mind, you got it, technology. Phones, tablets. My little sweetheart, oh my goodness. You just say, you know, look here, and he's already saying cheese. Seriously? I mean, he is that programmed already. It's kind of scary, and he's not even two yet, just saying. But this is the real world that we live in. And so we have to be careful of what's in front of us as we parent our children, whether we're helping to parent our grandchildren, because yes, believe it or not, grandparents, you have an influence over them. And when mom and dad aren't around, your influence is number one priority at that time. So we have to look at how we mentor, how we raise children, no matter whose children they are, right? We all have an influence. If you work in the church and you're working with children, you have an influence over those children. If you're a teacher at school, if you serve them in a cafeteria somewhere, maybe you are a customer service rep somewhere, you know, at your big box stores and you've got a child coming through, you are serving that child. You have influence. And sometimes we take this a little too lightly. And I'm saying, come on now. Let's think about this. We've got to look at the kind of world we want to have for the rest of our life and their life and beyond. So, you know, we've got technology, right? The phones and tablets. What about then social media? Oh, yes. Now, that's a whole nother ball game there. It can be good or bad. Now, the child doesn't have, when they're young, right, itty bitty, they're not posted on social media, but who is? Parents, come on. How much are you posting? What are you posting? And then when they do get older, when do you allow them to tell that little white lie that they really aren't the age that they are and they can get on early? Seriously, come on, it's confession day, right? Social media is hard. What about formula shortages? This is real stuff. Cost of living. You can look at that in many different aspects. Prices going up, supply and demand, right? You have inflation. Some people would say we do. Some people would say we don't. This is not a political episode. This is stating facts as to what you see when you go and you buy something. I don't know about you, but my grocery bill's higher. My box store bill's higher. Cost of living is going up. If you have a house and you have a mortgage, your cost of living is going up. What about lifestyle expectations? Think about that. We've got young ones that are up and coming, having babies, growing a family, and they think they already need to be where their parents or grandparents are now. They don't understand that it takes time to get there, but they're like, well, shouldn't I already have it? And you can use the word entitled if you want, but I do believe there are these expectations, and for some reason, we miss the mark here of, hey, you don't just get it because, well, you see it. You gotta earn it, right? And then what about the pandemic? I mean, that's new to all of us. And then we have safety, crime, and let's throw in another one, gender identity. The list goes on and on and on. And you're probably thinking of some right now. Our world is not the same as it was a couple of decades ago. However, the little humans we are raising, they are the same. So what has changed? What has changed? Our parenting styles? Our attitudes? Our attitudes towards ourselves? Are we being more selfish? Our attitudes towards children in general? Our patience? What about our focus? If you want to stay ahead of the curve and be the best parent you can be, specialize in the impossible. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Specialize in the impossible. You get to be the superhero for your child. You get to wear the cape. So wear your cape that marks your skills of specializing in the impossible. That means that, guess what? You're not going to do everything right for your child, but because of your child, there's a difference. Because your child may want everything, right? Silver platter, silver spoon, give me the tablet or two, sing me a tune every day. Whatever it is that your child wants, but does that mean they have to have it? No. So you really got to hone your skills of specializing in the impossible. What does that look like in the real world? Number one, be a parent, not a victim of having a child. Yes, I hear the hate mail coming already. Please understand this. This is a talking point for us to have open conversation and for us to think deeper. Not just sit here and say, oh yeah, I got to discipline my child because, you know, they bit a kid at school. Okay, there's a little bit more to that. Be a parent, not a victim of having a child. You have got to stand up for what's right in your family. You have got to teach your child right from wrong. Stop being a friend and thinking that if your child likes you, they will turn out okay and not get into any trouble. Let me remind you of the terrible twos. Yes, trouble starts early. It's time to rein it in. Be a parent. We have got to start being responsible. I'm just going to say it like it is because it is confession day. And sometimes we don't like the boldness or the brass of our words and even our actions that actually do need to be told and said and followed through on. But I'm telling you, the family's going to fall apart if we as parents don't stand up, because our children don't know. And they are adorable little manipulators. I'm just saying, they are so cute. I know. I have a little one right now, and he is running the roost of the house. Not really. Grandmama still cracks the whip. It's important. He needs to know right from wrong, his boundaries, and boy, do I keep them firm. So be a parent. Number two, be consistent in your request or your demands. What are you asking of your child? They need to understand where you're coming from and how far they can push you. Those are the boundaries, right? Don't let your child win. This is not about your child's rights. You must instill within your child the morals and values you want them to live by after leaving home. Now, some would argue that parents can't control their children. They can do what they want to do. And yes, this is called growing up. This is the stage of hard knocks in the real world. But regardless, you have to be consistent. You got to draw the line in the sand. You can't tap dance. You can't think, oh, if I just tell them that 10 o'clock is curfew, they're going to just put all of their tablets and their phones and their watches and everything's going to be put away and they're going to be off of the internet. Are you kidding me? You better lock down their browser or have them stored somewhere else. We had our kids' tablets. I mean, we started first. I've got to think about this. Okay, this is really dating me. But do you remember LeapFrog? They're still around, believe it or not. They had little tablets, little computers for kids. That's what our kiddos started with. And guess what? I still have them. And so, yes, you know what? My grandbaby is not going to have a tablet in their hand. He's not. I don't want him to be walking around thinking, this is mine. No, no, no. You can sit here and watch something with grandma. And we actually still have TVs, believe it or not. I know. I'm so old-fashioned. But man, I got to have my sports, and I want to see it. I want to feel it. So I have it on a TV screen. I don't want to watch it on this little thing. And yes, I know I can get a smart TV and I can have it up there, but that too is for another episode. But already we're instilling within our grandson and our parents, their parents, my son and son-in-law, they're doing the same thing. They already told us, Mom, you will not get him a tablet. And I said, A-okay with me. So it's LeapFrog. But nowadays we've got kids that have literally, they haven't even hit 2 years of age and they have their own tablet. Who is really parenting our children? That's why you got to be consistent. You have got to be the one who draws the line in the sand. You have got to set the boundaries. And understand this too, your demands and requests, they're different. A curfew to me is a demand. This is it, end of story. Now, as they go through their stages of life, maybe their curfew time changes. We've got kids that are adults in our house living here. They're going to school. And that's great. They are working their way through so then they can go out and impact the world that they touch. So right now they're living at home. Do you think we have a curfew on them? No. But do I have an expectation for them? Yes. If they're going to be out late, just let us know. Send us a text. Because guess what? I'm still your mom and I'm still going to be concerned. And even though my children are far away, I don't know their schedules, but if I do know that something's happening, it's like, I do want to know that you got there safely. It's important to me. Be a parent. Be consistent. And finally, number three, be approachable in any situation. This is where your unconditional love shines. I love this. No matter what happens in life, your child is yours. But one thing that must be understood is that you are doing your best and you do not control everything, but you do have extreme influence. So don't pass the buck. However, you want to listen to your child and understand their position in any situation. That doesn't mean you agree with them, yet your presence extends your love. I've worked with women who have had children addicted to drugs. I've had women whose children have been jailed, incarcerated. This is a hard knock life. And it's hard to hear that mama weeping and working with her. And it's hard for me to say, you got to hold your ground. You can still love him, but you still have to hold your ground. You still have to set those boundaries. It's not easy, but in all that you're doing, you still love them. It's hard, isn't it? It's not easy. And Mama, I want you to know, you don't have to have all the answers because you're not going to, but you do need to parent. Dad, you too. And that's why we're better together. We can learn from one another and gain support. Sometimes we just need that person to say, it's all right. It's okay you feel this way. Own your feelings now. Hold to your boundaries, right? Be that parent instead of sitting there going, but I just want her to like me. I don't know how many times I've heard that. Why can't my son just be like my best buddy? Because right now he's not supposed to be your best buddy. That's not what it's about. Now, as they grow older, your relationship shifts and life does change. It's happened with our children. But we have to understand that we are here. Our children have been given to us as a gift to raise them. We're borrowing them from God himself. And God said, here, I have given you this gift. Raise this child up so they can go and impact the world that they touch. Specialize in the impossible. Instill belief in your child and in your heart. Sometimes you got to believe that you can do it. You're going to make mistakes as a parent. You just are. You're going to say the wrong thing at the wrong time. Too many feet in the mouth. I've done it so many times. But mom, you're doing your best. And when you're thinking about it, am I doing what's best for my child? I want you to ask yourself this question. Does speaking or taking action in this manner promote the child I want to see when they're all grown up? Don't be a passive parent. Don't sit back and think that somebody else is going to raise your child. Number one, don't give them that opportunity. You are the parent. So start parenting. Be the active parent who cares more about your children than the notifications from your phone. Seriously. Going back to technology, sometimes the kids don't have it as bad as the parents do. I know. I've watched. I go out in public, I see it. I sit in my own home, I see it. You want to be that active parent. You don't want to be that passive one that's sitting on the couch with their legs up going, well, I guess you can figure out how to swim, or, well, you'll just drown. Good luck with that. Is that really how you want to raise your family? Is that really the living legacy you want for your family? Think about the long-term effect. Yes, you've got the short-term effect, but that short-term, well, you know, it's that moment. And sometimes us being in that moment is not always fun. Because, yeah, we got to discipline. Sometimes we have to have talks that, well, we hoped we never would have had talks about. But we're in a different world now. But you can still be an incredible parent. You are. You're doing the best that you can. I'm just saying, raise the bar even more. Go out, be present, be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.